Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame are threatening to boycott future induction ceremonies unless they get health insurance coverage and a salary. Kurt Warner and Jerry Rice have already distanced themselves from that group. While health benefits is understandable, should the former players be getting a salary from the NFL as well? I kind of find that laughable, to be honest with you. What they're saying is that they are the founders, right? They're the ones that built the league, so they should still be paid. And that's not the way the world works. So when people retire and they get a pension, right, which is unheard of anymore in the world, a pension, right? All these cops and everybody else are always talking about their pension they get, right? And God bless them. They deserve it. But nobody else gets pension. Who gets pensions? Like, my dad got a pension, right? And then it's like saying when he's done and he gets his pension and then he should get another salary because he worked there for 42 years at U.S. Steel. Are you kidding me? The NFL, when you play, they make a ton of money. Now, even guys that played back in the day with leather helmets on, they got paid a lot of money in the day. So a guy that's making $20,000 is compared to a guy making $500 a year selling newspapers on the street corner. Believe me, you, 20 grand back then was a lot of money. So, you know, a guy making 100 grand 25 years later, making 100 grand, and a guy's making, you know, 17,000 breaking his onions, working 80 hours a week for his family, and they're eating bread for dinner. That guy's making a lot of money, right? Pro athletes have always made more money than the everyday Joe, and you're telling me that after their time's up playing, they should still get a paycheck for services not rendered but rendered prior is the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard. Shut up. Don't go to the Hall of Fame. You'll be just like T.O. No one will go anymore, except fans will always show up in Canton for the Hall of Fame. You know what? We don't need former greedy players that think they deserve to be paid while they sit on their fat asses all day drinking scotch. Conor McGregor scotch. What's the name of it? Something 12. Proper 12 is the name
proper
of his
12,
new,
I think.
His new whiskey.
Proper, maybe.
If you show up Thursday at Radio City with a bottle of Proper 12, you're getting in front row to the press conference with your boy Nurmagomedov, Pharrell Madoff with all the money. I wish I was Jesse James. Wasn't that the guy that robbed trains on horse?
Correct.
I like that guy. That'd be a nice way to make a lot of money in a short amount of time. Always looking for the quick hook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.